Introduction. Dry banana hippie hat. Or happy birthday frozen. It's still hard to believe it's been 10 years since Queen Elsa fled Arendelle, throwing her crown into the snow and accidentally creating an eternal winter and bonus ice palace. I'll never forget watching that scene in theaters for the first time, mesmerized by the music and lyrics, as well as the empowering message on the importance of accepting ourselves for who we are, despite whether others will understand. The film was packed with action, adventure, and snowmen, both scary and silly. And to top it all off, an unexpected fairy tale ending where the love of two sisters could thaw a frozen heart. Frozen fever was real, and we all caught it that winter of 2013. Soon, store shelves were as barren of frozen merchandise as Oaken's Trading Post and sauna was of winter apparel. Families would stand in line over 6 hours at the theme parks for a chance to meet the two sisters in person. And the music began to feel like a soundtrack to our lives, playing wherever we went, often sung by enthusiastic children dressed as their favorite magical snow queen or her feisty younger sister. No one, it seemed, was able to let it go. And this was just the beginning. Over the years, the film spawned several animated shorts and a feature animation sequel that broke box office records. Olaf kept us laughing on Instagram through the depths of the pandemic, and books, comics, and even video games and virtual reality deepened the lore, introducing new characters and entertaining us with side stories set in our favorite Frozen verse. And now we have a third feature film to look forward to. In the meantime, to celebrate the original film's 10th birthday, we've put together a brand new anthology for you to enjoy. 10 original stories, one for each year, written by 10 talented authors who are also Frozen fans. You'll enjoy sweet, nostalgic, never-before-told stories of Anna's and Elsa's childhoods and brand new adventures taking place after the events of Frozen 2. You'll spend time with beloved side characters, Matthias, Oaken, and learn a new Northuldra legend. You'll encounter deadly beasts of Nordic folklore and get to relive Elsa's coronation day with a rather unexpected time-slippery twist. Some stories may make you laugh, others may make you cry, but we hope all of them will remind you of why Frozen has remained so close to our hearts for these last 10 years, and why it will continue to do so as we journey into the unknown for the next decade to come. With the warmest of hugs, Mary Mancusi, author of Dangerous Secrets, the story of Iduna and Agnar, and Polar Nights, Cast into Darkness. Anna of Arendelle and the Silver Skates by Diana Peterfreund. The first freeze in Arendelle was a beautiful and terrible thing. Princess Elsa could always sense it coming. Her fingers would tingle, and a deep, starving something would cry out in her heart. She couldn't seem to silence it. Something inside her yearned to go out into the frigid air, to cast her magic down into the snow and up into the crisp, wintry sky. Those nights, she'd bury her fingers into her covers, trying to hide the cold that would inevitably burst forth, turning her pillows and bedsheets as frosty by morning as the ground outside. It was proof that she hadn't yet learned to control her magic, as Grand Pabbi had long ago advised. It was proof that she was still unprepared to enter Arendelle society, and the reason that the castle gates remained shut and she remained locked inside. And then, by mid-morning at the latest, would come the worst part of all, the inevitable soft knock on her chamber door. Elsa? Anna's voice, plaintive and filled with an unquenchable hope. It had been years, and yet her little sister never gave up. Do you want to build a snowman? Elsa sat on the richly brocaded chair in her richly furnished chamber, her gloved hands clasped tightly in her lap. Outside, the ice called to her. At the door, her little sister did the same.